You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon, and I'm very, very excited to have in the studio a good friend of mine, Thatcher Sunday. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Jackson.
And I've been trying to get you in KTWH studio for a very long time to talk about you being DECA president, because when did you get elected that again?
I got elected on October 30th.
So it has been a few months.
It's been a while, yeah.
So anyways, you are a part of this magical group called DECA that has gained a lot of recognition the past couple of years. Tell me, what is DECA for people who don't know?
You know, the thing is, Jackson, is what is DECA is probably the most difficult question you could ask anyone in the entire world. And DECA members usually hate answering that question, but they have trained me for these past couple months to be able to answer this question. So I'm going to give you the candid one real quick. And that's actually our mission statement, is that DECA prepares emerging leaders and entrepreneurs in business, finance, marketing, and hospitality and management. But on a less candid level, what DECA is a international organization that is student-driven, and it's a non-profit organization, CTSO, that focuses on business and marketing, but does things within their community on the chapter level, which is within their schools, but then also works throughout the year to cultivate this project, both group and individual, that they can compete at the district levels and at the state level. So really, you're all working up towards the end of the year in the spring to just show off your talents and show off what you've learned in the business world and the marketing world.
That is the longest answer I've ever gotten to that question. I've known a little bit of what DECA is for a while.
Appreciate it, Dex.
But you have been a part of DECA for 2 years now, right?
That's correct.
And it all kind of started the year of the Civility Summit, which is what I think got people to really know what DECA is. So tell me about when you first joined DECA. Why did you join it? And how did your role in DECA change from the start?
Well, actually, at the beginning of the year, I was not in DECA last year. You know, I told myself, you know, I don't want to do DECA. It doesn't really seem like me. Even though I didn't really know much about it, I was just kind of saying that. But Mr. Belcastro, who's our school principal, told me at lunch one day, he's like, Thatcher, take your tray and get your butt in the community room, and you're going to join DECA because it's meant for you. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I grabbed my tray and picked it up and went in the community room, and there was my first meeting. And I still, my head wasn't in it, right? And, you know, because, I mean, someone told me to join. But later on in the week, I was having a conversation with another well-known DECA member and just school body member, Tori Bott. And we were talking about the issues we were seeing within the environment of our school. Issues like, you know, sexual harassment and, you know, just like mental abuse and just, you know, incivility in general. And we brought this to our principal, Mr. Belcastro. He said, you know what, this is a DECA chapter project. So we decided to pitch it to the chapter and rolled from there. And it soon became known as the Civility Summit.
And I know you were pretty heavily involved in the Civility Summit, and especially because you opened the actual Civility Summit in the auditorium. And as well as that, you know, I'm your friend. I heard you talking about a lot of the stuff you had to do. But tell people, what did you do to make the Civility Summit happen?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest roles that is less seen, because it's not tangible, that you can like you can write down, but one of the biggest ones, I think, for me was I was the motivator. So whenever things got really tough, because it did, and this was a very difficult and lengthy project, whenever things got tough like that, you know, it was my job and pleasure, but to bring back that passion and tell them, you know what, guys, this is going to be amazing. And even though it's kind of hard to see right in front of you right now, if we just keep pushing through, then we're going to keep going. You know, I did other stuff like going to different schools. We went to 22 different schools to pitch our Civility Summit to them, and actually had 15 say yes, which was amazing. A lot of schools were out of school that day. Duluth Public Schools were all out of commission. But I was able to go to these schools, meet with the administration from all over the Northland region of Minnesota. Those were another couple big things that I did there, as well as just helping with the planning process. And I had a lot of the vision for what the day was going to look like.
And I know a lot of people probably know what that Civility Summit was, because I know a lot of people who attended that. If you're just tuning in, you're hearing Thatcher Sunday talking about DECA and him being Minnesota State DECA president. So let's get into that. When did you decide you wanted to run for Minnesota State DECA office, and what do you even do as a Minnesota State DECA president?
Well, you know, Jackson, every year for Minnesota DECA, we host a fall leadership conference, and that's what kind of kicks off our year. And so we have different people run for president, and basically this huge conference on leadership and development. And actually, I was approached by the president from 2 years ago, Danny Boy. That's his name. I'm not just saying that. That's his actual name is Danny Boy. And he said, you know what? You should run for president. I was like, that's funny. Just kind of took it as a joke and, you know, kept going on from the year from there. And my hands got tied with Civility Summit. I couldn't really think about it. But when the summer actually hit, you know, people started telling me, you know what, Thatcher, you should think about this and at least run for an officer position. And, you know, I started thinking about it in the summer, and I decided, you know what, I'm gonna do this. You know, not because I think I can, not because if you're going to do something simply because you think you can do it, you know, you're not doing it for the right reasons. And but it became more for me. It became, you know what, this is going to help me grow as a person. It's going to give me life skills and opportunities that, you know, I can't even fathom at this point. But then in addition to that, another reason why I wanted to run was because when, you know, when people think about business, they often think, it's just business. You know, this is just business. So they take it in a negative context sometimes and talk about how, you know, we're crooked people. And but I wanted to change that stigma within the Minnesota DECA program because, you know, when I look at these kids, when I look at the students, you know, I see so much more in their hearts and in their, you know, about who that they actually are. And it's not about the profit margin. It's not about, you know, selling. It's what they're selling. It's them. And that passion, that drive, that fire, that's what I wanted to instill in people, and the fact that they can do that. So.
So then what was the whole, I don't know if you'd call it an election process, but what was the whole process of becoming Minnesota State DECA president?
So one thing that is very similar to the presidential election process is that we actually do delegated votes, so electoral system. Each chapter has a certain amount of voting delegates based on their size. So a small chapter like Two Harbors gets 3 voting delegates, whereas Elk River gets 17. It already puts me at a disadvantage. Going into that, it was discouraging, but I told myself not to look at that, and I had an amazing campaign manager, Ashley Swanson, who was constantly building me up and helping me see the end game and see the possibilities that I had. So what it looked like was there's a point system, and 50% of those points goes to an interview casted by a panel of judges from alumni, from officers, the executive director for Minnesota DECA, the executive president for National DECA. And so those were all the big. So you know that this was your first impression with them, and for the whole entire year to come. So there was a little bit of pressure there. And then the other 50% goes to the voting from the members. So that's the part where I had a little bit more of a disadvantage from some of the other candidates. And then in addition to that, this was the largest year for people running for president. We had 15 people run for Minnesota DECA president. And never in Minnesota DECA history have we seen 15 people run for president. And, you know, that was like, wow, I picked this year? Like, come on.
No, it must be so crazy, too, is I'm sure there are people who, you know, their freshman or sophomore year of high school think about running for DECA president. I don't know, is that just like an upcoming senior thing?
Yes, so seniors and juniors can run.
So then you decide in June or July, sometime in the summer, that you're going to do this. And then by mid-October, you did it. So that must have been crazy. It must have been a crazy few months.
Yeah, it was a crazy ride. I mean, there was a lot of late nights with Ashley just brainstorming. And I mean, coming up with that slogan, that took us forever. We were just sitting.
What was the slogan?
It was never stand still, rise up. So my speech that I did, we have to do a 2.5 minute speech. And if you go over, they actually cut you off. The mic gets cut off. But my main 3 topic points that I wanted to talk about were growth, unity, in passion, because even based on what I talked about when I wanted to run, those are the things I think that are important. So I think that we always need to be constant state of growth, because if we're not growing, if we're just plateauing, then there's nothing to look forward to. There's no real reason for doing anything if you're just going through the motions. And unity, I think that there's so much power in numbers and strength in numbers. And I know that's cliche, but if you take one DECA chapter and see what they can do, and then you take another DECA chapter and see what they can do, if you get those minds together, the creativity, the passion, and the skill sets, you're going to get so much more happening within your association. So I decided to, with brainstorming, Ashley and I came up with the slogan, "Never stand still, rise up." And that became my slogan for the whole entire event, the whole entire conference. We had it plastered over every poster, every banner, every little sticker, everything had "Never stand still, rise up."